Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Do we have some good stuff coming up today, Frank?
Let me put it this way, Jamie. When I opened up one of my websites that I like to see for entertainment news, there was one of the headline stories was Sarah Jessica Parker's son and his gym transformation. So that's how great the stories are.
All right, today. All right. So what you're telling me is to keep my expectations low, like, you know, my husband remembering a mic stand. That's what you're telling me.
Expect the worst and hope for the best.
That's All right, I'm ready.
That's the best. Yeah, that's the best way to go through life.
I love
low
this.
Expectations. All right, Frank. Anyway, all right, Frank. Let's do it. Don't wow us.
Let's do it. If this is the first time you've tuned in, I'm going to play Swipe or Stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie have to decide whether to stay and hear more or to swipe on to the next one. Parker can be the tiebreaker if need be. Story number one. Star wide receiver is wanted by the police.
Oh.
I'll stay.
I'll stay.
Have you guys heard this story? San Francisco star Brandon Ayuk is currently wanted for a misdemeanor charge of exhibition of speeding.
Oh.
Exhibition of speeding?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
All right.
The warrant is in reference to a video Ayuk posted to YouTube in December in which he appears to tape himself from the other driver's seat going well over the posted 40 miles per hour speed limit.
Wow.
On a road that runs past Levi's Stadium.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there is a warrant out for his arrest right now. Also,
so you don't have to catch anybody red-handed anymore? You could just
not
look
if
and
you
go,
rat yourself out and there's video evidence.
But I mean, I know it's stupid to post it, but I didn't know you could go. But retroactively, we're going to find you guilty. And it's speeding. It's speeding at a 40. How fast was he going? Does it say?
No, he was going 40 over.
Oh, 40 over.
Limit. Oh, okay.
I think that's where their issue is.
Is it
if
a
he was
school
going
zone?
5 over.
You know, if he's driving by a park or through a park, then yeah, okay.
If there's anybody in law enforcement listening, please correct me, but I think it's what, anything over 25 and it's reckless driving?
I believe that is correct. But
I
yes, please
not.
Correct us if we're wrong. 1-855-752-4842. I'll throw the number in there.
Also important to note that he has not played a snap since tearing his ACL and MCL in October of 2024.
Which explains his need for speed.
Yeah. Yes, and the Niners have said they're very much open to trading him. It's not looking good right
and
now.
He could be there quick.
Hey-o.
Good about it. Number two.
Queen of Pop holds pop-up concert in New York.
Who's the Queen of Pop?
You guys don't know the Queen of Pop
Taylor lives in New York. Is it Beyonce?
I'll stay.
Well, now that I've given myself a quandary, I'll stay.
Technically, Madonna is the Queen of Pop.
I was wondering if it was Madonna.
It is Madonna. That is her title.
She's the fossil of pop.
Well, now she is, but she was at one
the
point
queen of
the
pop.
Queen of Pop.
Was she?
And it's still her name.
Yeah.
She's like Queen Elizabeth. She's there till she's dead. She's queen
basically.
Till she's dead. Okay. Just checking.
So she held a pop-up concert yesterday in Times Square in the middle of the day. This was a collaboration with Grindr for a special Pride Month concert celebrating the upcoming release of her album.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
This...
All right.
Just reading the facts here, people.
She's the queen of pop. You don't need to do these things anymore. Like, you know, like you had
she's
a career.
So controversial.
It does when your albums have not been great. The half-hour performance featured her Sabrina Carpenter collaboration, Bring Your Love, the song
Hung
Up.
There was no
up.
Sabrina.
She was not there.
That doesn't make it any. That doesn't make it very exciting.
She's like Lestat.
Yeah, no,
she's just going to glom onto youth enough. To keep her life alive.
No, the exciting part was
and plastic
it was in
surgery.
Times Square.
Yeah, I mean
with
that's
screens
that's
flashing and you've got tourists walking, and being like, "Is that Madonna?"
And every New Yorker going,
but
"Shut up!
She
get out of the
so
way!"
She looks so different than what she used to because of the plastic surgery. You think it's like a Madonna impersonator, honestly.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
It could be Pride Month. It could have been a drag show. Do we know it was really her and not a drag performer?
Yeah.
All possibilities.
All right.
All right. All right.
Number three.
Beloved children's character was roasted online for a tweet.
Oh.
I know Elmo. I know Elmo tweets, and I love following Elmo, so I will stay.
Elmo's
better not
the
be
best
Elmo.
Online.
Elmo is currently under attack.
Oh, right. No.
We are attacking Elmo.
I'm leaving this world. This is not
okay.
How
what did Elmo do?
Elmo is an op.
He's an op. Oh, for what? For what?
New York.
Okay. All right. Please tell me more, because now I'm entrenched.
He kind of deserves it.
Stop.
Here's
okay.
what I'm going to say. Listen. Elmo tweeted out the other day before tip-off of Game 1 between the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. Elmo hopes both teams have fun.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Both teams have fun. He didn't say, you know.
He didn't pick a winner.
He's Elmo.
He didn't pick a winner.
Right, of course not.
He's so...
And that made the Knicks fans mad, didn't it?
He is one of their own. Elmo is from Astoria, Queens.
I know that.
Here are some of the tweets Elmo got.
I can't imagine.
Oh, boy.
This isn't the time for sportsmanship, Elmo. These streets ain't sesame.
All right.
One person said, pick a side, coward.
Whoa. Slow your
Another
roll
one
there,
said,
Jackson.
Elmo, that's honestly weak AF. Pick a side.
Oh,
wow.
Another person said, Elmo, you're out here getting cussed out. Elmo did backtrack and followed up with a tweet saying, Nix that last message. Elmo didn't mean to spur you on.
Oh, look at that. That's witty.
I would have expected nothing less from Elmo. Elmo is all about good vibes
and
friendship.
Peace.
And he's a tiny child monster.
Yes,
he's a little baby monster. He wants everybody to have fun. Elmo is the ultimate participation trophy guy.
Look, man, you got to ride or die with your teams. That's Swiper Stay.